بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد visiting friends and dear ones سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that نبي أكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم said when a Muslim visits his fellow Muslim brother the angels say to him you have done well and your going is good that is rewarding and you have secured a place for yourself in Jannah. Note, in Islam, socializing is also an act of reward on condition that it is done for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Hence, by socializing can be classified as an ibadah, that is an act of devotion. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a certain person set out to meet his fellow brother in another town. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala stationed an angel in his pathway, who met him and asked him where he was heading towards. He informed the angel that he intended to visit his fellow brother in the next town. The angel asked him if the object of meeting him was to acquire any type of favor or gain. He responded that he loved the person purely for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and thus he visited him on that basis. The angel then revealed that he was actually an angel deputed by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to inquire about his activity, and he informed him that he had earned the love of Allah Ta'ala for loving his fellow brother. Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when any Muslim sets out to meet his fellow Muslim brother, an angel in the sky proclaims, be happy and may Jannah be pleasant for you. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala thereafter proclaims, my servant has visited his brother for my pleasure, and to recompense to him is my obligation. Subsequently, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will reward him with Jannah. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.